TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week we talk birthday parties, old and young, debate the merits of ketchup and mayonnaise, we talk about a lot of movies, from A Quiet Place to Rampage, and Andy talks about gaming and karate. And when you hear this sound...
Hey, it's okay, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Right off the bat, we had an error. For some reason, my computer just stopped recording audio at random intervals, so eventually it fixed itself without me knowing it, so we'll just drop us in at right before Andy asked us, how the fuck was everyone's week?
So, how the fucks were everyone's weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment, how's your motherfucking week?
Pretty good?
Good.
Can't really complain.
You know what? At our collective age, I think pretty good is good enough.
I put on 3 pounds since we all last talked, so congratulations to me.
You got that going for you.
How much in the nuts? Ladies like full nuts.
Well, too bad, because I'm about to empty them shits.
All right.
Wait, what?
I had a wife on spring break and then a child on spring break. So... when the child was on spring break, he went to stay with his grandma all week, and that was sweet.
Nice.
Don't get me wrong, I love my child, but I also love sleeping in.
Yeah.
Those two things are mutually exclusive.
Yes.
They can't wait to wake up early. They get so excited about it. Like, oh, we're going to wake up early. I'm like, why are you excited?
Because they think exciting shit happens early in the morning. It doesn't.
It doesn't. Unless you're a farmer or some shit, go back to sleep.
You need to teach them, like, you only do boring stuff early in the morning, like chores. If you sleep in, then you have to do chores.
Oh, guys, we slept too long. We can't do chores today.
Isn't that a shame?
Tell you what, we'll try to wake up early tomorrow and do the chores on Sunday.
Andy?
Well, I got old.
Oh, yes, you did. Way to go.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. I have achieved not dying.
You've achieved oldness.
I have. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. In the spaces between my bones. And also in my bone. You know, the wiener.
Yeah, little wiener for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, so I'm a 40-something now. Not a 40-nothing. Finally caught up with you guys.
How's it feel?
A lot like 40. A lot like 40. A surprising amount like 39. I do work with a bunch of people who are significantly younger than me, so I do get to make a whole lot of Andy super old jokes. Like if I make a reference to a movie that none of them have seen, I get to do my old man voice. And I enjoy that. I don't know if they do, but I don't care. You know why? Because I'm old.
And you don't give a fuck.
Uh-uh. Not at this age.
You're like, I'll give.
We went to the library and I checked out a CD of Disney TV hits. I was like, oh, we'll enjoy this in the car. And like, it's like DuckTales and Gummy Bears and Darkwing Duck and Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. And me and Danelle are totally into it. And Michael and James are like, I don't know what any of this is. I'm like, why isn't your nostalgia meter kicking in? I'm fucking 6, bro.
Yeah.
I don't have nostalgia.
Yeah.
Don't you remember these things? From, like, did you absorb the memories when you're in my womb?
You know what's funny?
Okay, so you know Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge and Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Well, they had a show, and this was the song. Oh, all right.
It sounds great.
Yeah, I have no reference for any of this, but you do you, buddy. You do you.
So you know the guy who voices Peter Venkman in those real Ghostbuster cartoons you watch? Well, he also voiced one of the bears in Gummy Bears, and that's why you should be happy now.
Hey.
Oh, is he in this song? No.
Hey, Dad, can I let you know something? I don't give a shit.
Thug life.
Down, dick, dick, down. You know, I don't think it's entirely true that kids don't have nostalgia. I think their nostalgia just operates on a much shorter time span than ours.
Well, yes.
So we're thinking back 3 decades to when all this shit was on TV. Drew's like, Daddy, 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 do you remember that one time that blah, 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 blah? Okay, yeah, buddy, that was yesterday. Everybody still remembers that. I mean, I love him, but he loves to relive yesterday.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, yeah, his lifespan is very short.
This is true. Yeah. Then again, there are times where he'd pull something up. I was like, dude, you were 3. How do you still remember that? He's like giving details. I'm like, I vaguely sort of remember this.
I'm amazed on like the little things they notice. They like, you know, their frame of reference for a memory is like this little thing they notice that you did not notice. So like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And they'll like explain the whole thing. You're like, oh, I did not even notice that other random thing.
Yeah. I've also noticed that we see rooms differently. So like when I'm trying to describe where something is, because I'm describing it from literally 2+ feet higher up in the air than he is, like I see things at different angles. And like some things are like super obvious to me, not so obvious to him. Conversely, there will be times where he'll be like, oh yeah, it's right over there. I'm like, right over there. He's like, right over here. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry, that's all the way down by my feet. That's an area I don't get to.
Like, maybe I don't you even should wear... bend down a little bit, Andy.
No, I don't wear shoes I have to tie. You know, the next time I'm close to the ground is going to be when they fucking put me in it. You know why? Because I'm old now. I got a bad back and bad knees. Once I get down there, I'll never get back up. May as well just start digging.
Okay.
Yeah. Death soon. I guess that depends on whether or not I take after my father and his father.
Not that soon.
Yeah. Well, I mean... mathematically, I've got less than a 50-50 chance of having as many more years ahead of me as I do behind me now.
That's comforting.
Yes. Yes. I can
see why you sleep so well at night.
I'm more than halfway done with my life. That's a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird to think about, like, when you, like, oh, I've been around for this amount of years.
Yeah. Then again, I was saying stuff like that. I was talking to my mom and, you know, just talking about stuff, life stuff and whatever, and said something about how, you know, it kind of freaks me out to realize that that my grandfather died at 52 and my dad died at 59 and how close I am to that. And she's like, yeah, but like you've had your heart checked out and you're getting into better shape and, you know, you don't have the high blood pressure that they both had. She's like, so, you know, the men on my side of the family tend to live a lot longer than that and you may be taking after them. Like, okay, well, that's a little bit reassuring. And she said, plus, I'm sure you've got a lot more years left than I do. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. my mom's a lot closer to death than I am, probably.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to die soon. What do you think about that?
She's like, not as soon as me, whippersnapper.
Shit. And Andy's like, bullshit, race ya.
I'm going to get out this tub of mayonnaise and just dip the butter right on in there. Butter spoon.
Have you seen that thing where they, I think it's Heinz, has mixed mayonnaise and ketchup together and called it Ketchinaise?
Hey, it's okay, you're welcome.
Nope.
Oh, no, but it makes me want
to... Or is it mayo chip? It's one of the, whatever the name is, it's awful, but...
It's a portmanteau that, yeah, no, that really makes me want to dick punch somebody.
And someone goes, wow, they've invented Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah, except, like, it's BYO relish.
I'm still going to buy it. Don't you worry.
Why?
Anything
that I want to put ketchup on, I do not want mayonnaise near. And conversely, vice versa, there is not a single... I guarantee you cannot name a food that I want both ketchup and mayonnaise on.
Cornflakes. All right. Noah went a different way than me.
Although I'm intrigued by the cornflakes, so we'll come back to that. Noah, what was yours?
A burger.
Yeah, no. I do not want mayonnaise anywhere near my burgers.
Huh.
No,
that seems such a standard thing to me.
Yeah, no, that fucking ruins burgers for me.
What about an aioli?
Yeah, see, if it's an aioli, I don't want any ketchup anywhere near that thing. Like, if it's going to be like a garlic aioli with, like, you know, some sort of pungent cheese and grilled onions or something like that.
So you just don't like the plain flavor of mayonnaise.
Well, see, that's the thing is, I will put regular plain mayonnaise on, like, a ham sandwich. But it goes
on a burger.
Yes, no.
But isn't aioli just mayonnaise with, like, flavoring?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that because mainly it's just a delivery mechanism for the flavoring. But that I do not want that flavor to be ketchup. I don't want it to be, you know, like, sweet and extra greasy. Thank you. That's just not...
What about fries? What do you dip your fries in, a little ketchup / mayonnaise?
No.
Have you tried it?
I can't imagine I would like that.
Don't imagine. Do it.
See, I like fries in ketchup. I prefer fries in barbecue sauce. And depending barbecue on sauce. If the fries are spicy enough, ranch dressing. But if they're plain fries, my wife loves, like, regular old fries with ranch dressing. I'm not a super huge fan of that. Like, I need them to be, like, you know, onion and garlic and stuff like that.
And why try them Taco Bell fries with ranch?
I have. They have stopped doing... Well, I haven't tried them with ranch, but they've stopped doing the nacho fries in my area. They think that they're coming back in June.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that was a seasonal thing. I was like, well, you fucking got it on the menu still. Oh, yeah, we haven't changed that yet. Well, fix that. Now I'm sitting here with a heart on and nothing to do with it.
A seasonal... We ran a. It's not a good season for cheese dust.
That's the thing is that they weren't cheese dust. It was like they were like seasoned fries, but like perfectly seasoned fries. And then you dip them in nacho and hate yourself a little bit, but you just can't stop.
The latest crop of seasonings hasn't come in yet. You gotta wait until it's seasonally appropriate.
We had some bad locusts this season.
Is it season? Nope, it's not seasoning seasons. What about a hot dog? Ketchup and mayonnaise?
No. Oh.
Okay.
Mayonnaise of any sort on a hot dog, even like aioli style. No. No, thank you.
He's consistent. Wait, how about a well-done steak?
Oh, sorry. I had to swallow that. I was vomited a little in the back of my mouth.
How about your ice cream?
Oh, see, that's
why I started with cornflakes.
That's the thing. Mayonnaise on ice cream, awesome. Ketchup on ice cream, not great.
Stop it. Wouldn't you just freeze the mayonnaise and it's kind of like its own ice cream?
Oh. I mean, you know, I kind of see that as a Cool Whip. Like if you put Cool Whip in the freezer.
Cool Whip.
Yes.
Well, then you take a couple scoops of it. Toss it in a glass with some milk, throw that all in the blender, you got yourself a mayo milkshake.
I do not like Cool Whip.
No, neither do I. I mean, basically, it's just like if somebody sugared and then put a bunch of air into mayonnaise.
No.
Yes.
Wrong.
No, it's not that bad.
How dare you?
I guess it doesn't freeze, which freaks me out.
Well, it's because it's oil.
Cool Whip. I like regular Cool Whip. I don't like frozen Cool Whip.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is it doesn't freeze. It just gets really cold.
Yeah, it still freaks me out. I don't like it.
Because, again, there's no water. Its freezing temperature is, you know, like, astronomically low.
Well, it still gets oddly stiff.
It does. Because
like but I will eat a bowl of Cool Whip like it's cereal.
Oh, no. No.
Like, should you put that on some ice cream or something? I was like, should you mind your fucking business? Yeah, you should.
Ever tell you, I think I mentioned this, it was a while ago, but there's one time I was on the train, and this guy just had, like, a big tub of strawberries and just a can of whipped cream and just was, like, strawberry, whipped cream, popping in his mouth. Strawberry, whipped cream, popping in his mouth.
So he just sitting there, like, was it, like, a dipped thing, like, whipped cream?
No.
Or was it, like, the can, like...
I was like, you know what? You go.
So, Tim, quick, make the noise so we can all three do it. Tim's
so he was living the sweet life, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? I can't
He
wait
was
for
being
this.
His most authentic self.
He's achieved maximum train ride.
Oh. Some people like to drink on the train. Some people like strawberries and whipped cream.
Yeah.
Short of getting a handy, like, what more can you do?
I can't name anything.
You can make that happen, I'm sure.
Probably.
Especially, like, late night train or just go in the bathroom.
Are there just, like, handy attendants? Like, does the Bay Area have, like, super fancy train bathrooms?
No, it would not be a good handy experience.
Oh.
I'm just saying, if you really wanted to get one.
Okay.
I think you're going to get a lot of no's before you potentially get one yes.
I mean, it's not the worst bathroom in the world.
I think
it's just... I just mean, like, excuse me, can I get a handy? No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. Ma'am, I'm here with your children. Can I bother you for a moment?
I was thinking you came there with somebody.
Ah! Oh. You came there.
That was, and like, down there to give you a handy.
Oh, I see. You got to bring BYOH.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Bring your own hand. I mean, yeah, it could be your hand or someone else's hand.
Alfred Hitchcock's hand jobs on a train. Not
Dance
to be confused with Alfred Hitchcock, who is an actual director. Alfred Hitchcock was a police officer who also dabbled in directing movies.
Okay.
He does not exist, Tim.
And occasionally he officiated at weddings.
only police officer weddings.
Yes.
he had quite a life story.
It was. Tragically overlooked.
My week, I mean, it was decent. Me and Tim went to Stephanie's 1-year-old's birthday party. It's cool.
The 1-year-old slept through the majority of the party. Did you even see her?
I don't feel like I did. I think maybe when I first got there.
I was telling Danelle, I'm like, I don't think, like, the Tuttle, I don't think Jeff and Miranda or Noah or Roberto even saw the 1-year-old because she was napping through the entire party. And then they left and she finally woke up and blew out her cake. No, I'm sorry. That is inaccurate. She stood there while other people blew out her cake and had a look on her face like, what is going on?
I was sleeping so good. Well, I mean, you know, I think we were saying, like, a 1-year-old's birthday party is not really about the 1-year-old.
No.
And maybe you had the same experience, and like, I don't feel like any adults really came to my party as a kid. I mean, maybe, like, a couple parents, but it was not, like, the ratio that was just this party where it's just, like, I would say, like, there's probably more adults than kids, but it was close-ish.
Oh, no, there was definitely more adults than kids.
Yeah, definitely more adults than kids. Yeah, it was that, like, you know, I would have a few friends over. It was great. But now it's just like, let's have all these people over and we're just going to drink. It's a reason to drink. That's what people love.
Yep. Yeah, kid parties have changed. I mean, it used to be like, all right, I'll be back in 13 hours. Now it's like, okay, well, we've got stuff for the adults to do over here and stuff for the kids to do over there. And
yeah, my son's actually going to a party today where I actually get to just drop him off.
Oh, yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah. Rare, but a little wonderful. Yep. I'm going to go take a nap while you do this.
No, we still got the other one.
Well, I mean, you can just give him, like, some ether or something.
Wow.
Okay, fine, whiskey, traditionalist.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, that Jack Daniel's aged whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
That What's-Her-Head likes to slap the barrels around. Oh, wait, no, that's a different whiskey brand, isn't it? Mila Kunis?
Maybe. Yeah, I can't remember. I don't know.
Who cares? It's not important. I regret bringing it up.
Wow, what the fuck?
Fair enough. The things driving by?
What the fuck?
Well, it's just the things driving by, and the fact that, like, you know how, like, on the top left corner is that little microphone meter thing that says, like, hey, like, this is how far your microphone sensitive. Like, mine keeps moving up, and I tell it not to.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I'm not sure how to stop that.
Yeah, that's annoyed the hell out of me, too, because I will tell it, like, do not auto-adjust. And it's like, okay, but I'm auto-adjust this for you.
Oh, yeah, you know, better.
Speaking of children's birthdays, I should talk about mine.
Your
child's birthday?
No, mine. My birthday.
Why?
So, I celebrated like a true 40-something, worked hard all day, and then went out for dinner with my family, and then went home and went to bed at a reasonable hour. But in between those things, my family decided, I think I've mentioned it on Tancast a couple of times, but it was like, Drew and I watched Moana a couple of times when it was like new on Netflix, and then like Caitlin, like we'd woken Caitlin up laughing at stuff enough times.
Oh, she woke.
Yeah. It started to become like a thing where she was like, you were just always watching Moana. I'm like, no, we just happen to be watching Moana when we wake you up and you're grumpy about it. So then I started actually doing things where like I would like set a Find My Friends thing. So when my wife was coming home, I'd switch it to Moana and make it look like I'd been watching Moana the entire time they were gone.
Nice.
And then I think I mentioned even at Christmas that they got me a Moana like Lego set that I built and set up at work because I got to continue the joke. So they got me a Moana doll. It was like a foot tall, and you could push that little Heart of Tefiti container thing on her neck, and she'd sing. And I was like, this is great and all, but like the way that my job is now, like I don't have a desk at the moment. You know, like we're constantly out of the office. We're constantly working on stuff from home. I'm like, I can put it on the desk at home, but you know, then this is just funny for me. Tim, do you have that doll? Tim has that doll.
James has had that for a while.
Awesome.
I didn't hear anything you said because I sprinted out of the room to go get it. I was like, I know what he's describing. I got it at the failing Toys R Us.
Nice. So I was like, you know, I was amused. I was like, okay, this will be funny, but it's really only going to be funny for me, at least for now, you know, until maybe work moves into a new office and there's more space and people have, like, their own space where I can decorate at the office or whatever. So in the meantime, Friday rolls around and I'm working hard. Caitlin and Drew go off to do karate stuff. They were doing some practice stuff at a park, actually, instead of at the place that they normally do the karate. And Caitlin's texted me, and she's like, well, if you want to meet us, I was like, I just got done. It was like 6:30 or something like that. I was like, I'm just wrapping up work now, and my back hurts. I just want to go lay down on a heating pad. So I did that. I fell asleep. I wake up to texts from my wife asking me what I want for dinner, and then immediately texts, never mind. Somebody was having a party for their kid in the park, and nobody showed up, so we're going to go make a party happen for this little girl. I was like,
oh,
that fucking sucks. She's like, yeah, they've got all this food. They were, you know, thinking it's going to go to waste. So like, they were literally just like, you know, other people with kids in the park inviting them in. Like, hey, just, you know, come enjoy some food with us. And then I remembered that from Caitlin's birthday, we still had a like pink unicorn gift bag. It was like hot pink because Drew and I were being silly. And we still had like all the tissue paper for that, like all the unused tissue paper that was all like reds and pinks. And then I remembered I had a Moana doll still inside of its wrapping. And I'm like, I'm going to make this party happen.
You're going to get this party started.
Because birthday boys and birthday girls got to stick together. I grabbed my Moana doll and put it in Caitlin's gift bag and like wrapped it up all nice. And then drove over to the park where they're having this party. I showed up. I was like, here, we got you a present. Like, how the fuck did you get us a present? I'm like, you're going to have more questions when you open it. Because it was like 10 minutes later, and I'm there, and I've got a Moana doll, and it's wrapped.
Oh, you can't turn it back off. I thought you could. Sure.
Nope, it's just going to go.
Well, yeah, all right.
I discovered that at dinner when Drew kept pushing the neck. I was like, okay. I love the music too. Just stop.
Make it stop.
Yeah. But yes, then I got there and discovered that the child that nobody had showed up for was 2 and not going to be horribly scarred by the experience.
You're like, that fucking child would have been fine. I want my Moana doll back, you little shit.
That's minesies.
Oh, man.
Well, I know where you can get a good deal on one.
Caitlin was saying, so I was like, you know what? That was really sweet, and we can just order you another one off Amazon. I'm like, OK. Yeah, you can.
No, go to Toys R Us.
I think the one by us is already
closed. Take advantage of those liquidation sales.
Yeah, yeah. Those great liquidation sales are still more expensive than Amazon.
Yep. Yeah. Literally every Lego I looked at was more expensive at Toys R Us's sale than it was on Amazon.
Christ.
Because they suck.
Yes,
you
yes.
suck.
Me and Noah saw some movies, not together.
No, no. Separately. But they're
they
both saw Ready
movies.
Player One.
That's weird that you guys are insisting on making sure that everyone knows that you saw these movies separately. Like, we're not dating or anything. I mean, come on.
Wait, what are you talking about? Tim's a handsome man. I can just find another man handsome. Something wrong with that.
And his balls are delicious. I can find another man's balls delicious.
What I fantasize out about when I'm squeezing one out is my business.
You're imagining squeezing one in.
Wait, squeezing one out? Are you talking about masturbating? No, pooping. What?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait, are you talking about pooping?
That's why I said squeezing one in. I was right there with you, buddy.
Yeah, we saw Ready Player One.
Nice. What'd
Noah,
you think?
Noah had read the prerequisite literature. I had not.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has also. I have not yet.
Read the book?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I'm curious what your wife thinks. After she sees the movie. I was telling Tim it felt a little less higher stakes. Like, it felt like more like a Goonies movie, where it's just like, no one's really going to get hurt.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
she tends to be really, like, I don't know why she did that to herself, because she tends to be really rough on things where it's like, this is different, and this is different, and this is different. I'm like, yeah, and there was like 1,000 pages in the book and like 2.5 hours of movie.
There also is one particular scene in the movie that is pretty great.
Yes. Yeah, I guess it's the second challenge?
Yes.
The second quest or whatever? Yeah. The first one is pretty good, too. The big race.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you that.
I do feel like everything go. I don't know if there's references in there. Because, like, I feel like a lot of it was going so fast. I'm like, was that a reference? I don't know. I can't see. Too many things are on the screen. Ah! Like, those were the Ninja Turtles, I think. I can't really tell. They're already off screen.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have to have a quick eye. I mean, I caught some of them. Also, a lot of that stuff was in the trailer. So people would break down the trailer and see, like, look at this. Look at this.
And it was very clearly limited by Warner Brothers' intellectual property rights.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Like, they loved everything from the 80s, as long as Warner Brothers had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Did you mean something from DC Comics or the Warner Brothers film catalog? Because otherwise, no, you didn't. Like, I feel like this would have been a better Disney movie is strong, but... certainly something more in the tune of along the lines of like Roger Rabbit, where they actually got different studios to come together.
Yeah.
Or if they could get a 747 to just taxi outside Noah's window, that would be awesome.
Yeah. You know, I thought
the fucking thing went back up.
I assumed that maybe it was like a witch, but she'd upgraded, so it wasn't a broom. Like, it was just a Dyson.
Well, it's whatever the Nimbus 3000 that Harry Potter rides.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Is that right?
No, he rides a Firebolt. Maybe he rides a Nimbus later.
I thought this is what he gets in the as a present for the in the first movie. Well, book, whatever. Let's be fair, movie.
He gets one and then he gets another and I can't remember.
I think it's whenever a loud thing goes by, this program goes, oh wait, I need to catch that.
Oh, we almost missed that truck. Oh, forgive me, it was a Nimbus 2000.
You will be forgiven.
But he also
this
has a Firebolt, so both things are true somehow. Anyway, we went off on a random tangent.
We did.
Wasn't Harry Potter Warner Brothers? I'm surprised that didn't make it in there.
It was.
Or if it did, I didn't see it. Oh, I guess the DeLorean isn't Warner Brothers, so thank goodness Steven Spielberg was executive producer on Back to the Future, so they could make that happen.
That was definitely part of the book.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Neato Torpedo.
It was not introduced until later, though.
Ah. Yeah, because it was like, it's in the book, it's mostly 80s and 70s references, right?
Yeah.
So when they're like, Iron Giant, I was like, question. Has anyone seen the date on Iron Giant? I mean, it was all right. It wasn't like, oh, I'm so glad I saw that movie. And it wasn't like, as I was telling Noah, was I telling you?
I don't know.
I haven't said what I'm saying yet, so you don't know. The lead character, I just want to punch that actor in the face.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you did
something
say that.
About his face just looks so punchable. Like, stop talking while I'm punching you.
Yeah, and I was telling Tim that everything felt very accelerated. And also talking to Tim, I was able to fill in blanks that Tim could not. And so I was like, there's like a particular scene that he was questioning. I'm like, oh yeah, they do actually explain that in the book. So it makes more sense.
Yeah, like the government situation in the future. I'm like, I'm not understanding. Like, who has the power here?
Yeah.
And then he sort of explained it. I was like, oh, well, that little nugget got dropped after, you know, the 5 minutes of narration at the very beginning of the movie anyway. We were like, look, I have to tell you all this just to get you up to speed to what we're doing.
It's weird that I'm in the position of, like, especially recently reading a book and then seeing the movie. I'm like, oh, I actually remember stuff. And like, yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, this is different. This is different.
What did you go see yesterday, Noah?
I went to go see Truth or Dare, which
oh, that's right.
It's being, like, critically, like, panned. Everything is, like, terrible. And, like, they're pointing out these things. I'm like, did you watch the same fucking movie? Because, like, I was watching one guy's reviews, like, then they changed the rules and for no particular reason. I'm like, no, they actually explained the reason, like, why that the rule was there later. Yeah, it was interesting. Like, I do not think it's as terrible as people are making out to be, and I think it was kind of interesting.
You know what? Few things annoy me as much as a review where it was clear that that person wasn't paying attention.
Yes.
Well, it's all, like, this is from a reviewer that actually normally pays attention. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just so simple that I'm like, oh, makes sense to me. Like, I was entertained. And like, maybe they're just saying on some other critical level that I'm not kidding. But I'm like, it was not a terrible movie. Like, I've definitely seen more, like, it made sense. Like, so do you guys think you'll see it at all?
Never. Well, I don't know about Andy. I'm not a horror guy.
I might. Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm not going to, like, go see it in theaters.
Okay. So there's also saying, like, the reason for it was kind of contrived. I'm like, I don't know. Doesn't seem any more, like, contrived than other horror movies I've seen. So I was going to explain it to you, but I will not. And if you see it at some point, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's I do not date. Think it was terrible. I think it was kind of interesting. You know, I mean, it probably could have been done better, but like this concept of like you having to tell the truth to your friends that you've known for a while is kind of like an interesting thing to explore. How does that change your relationship with them? Or how does that change your relationship with other people who are close to you in your life? You know, because maybe you have to tell them something that you normally would not or were waiting to.
Huh.
So yeah, I don't know. I thought it was decent. Like, yeah, it's definitely by far not the worst horror movie I've ever seen. Like, actually, I just saw another horror movie called The Ritual that I think was worse.
Okay.
Take that, The Ritual.
Yeah.
You've had it too good for too long.
Yep.
You also saw A Quiet Place, right?
I did, and that was really good. Hold on. I'm going to fucking Google Audacity adjusting mic volume so I can fucking fix this.
In a blow for feminism, I can never remember Emily Blunt's husband's name. I always call him Mr. Emily Blunt.
Is that a blow for feminism, or are you just more attracted to Emily Blunt?
Oh, I don't really think about it that way. I just Emily Blunt is more. It's like, you know, when somebody's married to a famous actor, and you're like, oh, that's, you know, Denzel Washington's. She's not an actress, but like that's blah blah blah's wife, and you don't really commit her name to memory because she's not as important as the actor.
You're right. Uh-huh.
That, so it's the reverse because I've heard of Emily Blunt in more things. And I mean, I never watched The Office and the dude has a hard last name to pronounce. So
Krasinski?
That's sure. You may have said it or you may have said something else. I don't know.
You're as racist against the Polish.
Polish.
Okay.
Not pole full.
In all honesty, though, I only know his name's got a ski in it, so I assume Polish. I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah, like, I think directing a movie was really good. Like, there's a certain point where it gets, like, intense, and it does not let up. You're just like, oh, we have a little moment. Nope, things are keeping going. All right. Yeah, they did a really good job of like making you like, hey, you cared about these people and you felt like the sense of urgency. The movie I watched, The Ritual, there's like, it was a horror movie as well, and they did not get a good job of making you care about any of the people or giving a fuck if they died at all. Like, I did not care if any of them died. I was like, oh, all right, you're dead, cool. Yeah, and there's like a scene in this movie where you're like, oh, yeah. I don't explain, but yeah, I think that's probably the best movie I've seen recently. Watched another movie called Gemini, which is like a noir movie with John Cho that was not great. That's his name, right? John Cho? Harold and Kumar?
The guy from Star Trek and Harold and Kumar?
Yeah, yeah. He was actually, I think, the best part. He played like a detective. I don't know, he had a good presence about him. I feel like he played the role well. Everyone else was just okay. Had Zoe Kravitz in it. It's about this celebrity and her apprentice, and then someone dies. I don't think they reveal in the trailer who. I mean, I think they imply who, but they never actually show it, so I'm not going to say it now. And then the assistant discovers the body, and then I think it goes on, like, you know, trying to figure out who did it. And it was just okay. I also saw Blockers, which was really good.
Oh, yeah, Cock Blockers or whatever. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's looking really good.
It was also directed by a female, and I guess she came in and kind of changed the script a little bit to give it more of a feminist perspective. And, you know, that comes through in the movie. Like the parents, there's three parents trying to stop it, and then one parent finds out and is like, hey, like, why is it okay that men can have sex and, you know, women can't? And, you know, tries to make this point. And I think they all, you know, it's heartwarming at the end. I don't think it's ruined anything to, like, everyone becomes a little bit closer and has an understanding.
Speaking of heartwarming, I saw Rampage.
That is not heartwarming.
I have heard that is just the feel-good movie of the season.
It makes you think a little bit.
What's it make you think about? Like, why did I waste my money on this? Although Tim didn't feel that like, way.
Boy, I'm glad I used MoviePass for this. That's what it makes you think. It makes you think, did I leave the iron on?
If not, I really ought to have.
I know Andy's not on Facebook, so he didn't see me say this, but the game Rampage is in the movie. So a scenario eventually takes place where the lizard, well, it's not a lizard, it's an alligator, the wolf and the monkey are terrorizing a city. One is named George, like in the video game. Uh-huh. They mention that they've given the wolf the nickname. I can't remember what its name in the game was, but they give it that name. Ralph. They never actually mentioned they've given the other thing a name. But I'm like, okay, so a scenario is playing out that is similar to a video game, which the console video game is not console. The arcade video game is in the background of several shots. Like, so it exists in this universe, and yet it's playing out, and no one's commenting on it. Like, no one goes, this is just like that video game.
Yeah. We should call that one Lizzie.
That's weird, right? Isn't that weird? Seems weird.
It does, yes.
And also, it's like, also, the very beginning is like, you know, like a house at the TV show? Like, the very first part of it always seemed like a completely different show.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like you'd watch somebody and then they would collapse and then that would be the patient for the week.
Mm-hmm.
The movie starts in a very, like, what am I watching? What has this got to do with anything? Who are these people? And you're like, oh, okay.
I see what's going on.
It doesn't take like all the way till the end of the scene before you figure it out. Like, oh, all right, I see where we're going now. And Andy, you'll love this. At one point, The Rock specifically says, like, just a line on its own, almost as though he's winking to the camera, you're welcome. I was like, ah, I know what you're doing there.
Oh. I saw Moana 2, guys.
But it's Andy's favorite movie ever.
Is it really, Andy?
No.
He was just the whole thing he was setting up earlier with why he had all this Moana stuff.
I know.
That's what I'm referencing.
It's just a really good movie.
It is.
It is a very good movie. As I was saying at the party yesterday, it's even good to listen to the first time. because we were driving back from Legoland and it was playing, the boys were watching it in the back and it was piped over the sound system, so I couldn't see it, but I could hear it, and I was like, this sounds fascinating. But, like, the end is totally confusing if you can't see what's going on. You're like, what is she doing? How is she fixing it? Is she singing at her? What's happening?
And kids, as you know, don't like to do things just one time.
No.
We were at the party, yesterday, Michael kept telling us the time, like every 3-4 minutes. He found a Batman watch.
Every minute. Every time the time changed on his little digital watch, he'd be like, it is now 2:33.
But it was sort of 1 minute, but then it moved out as the day progressed. And then it was like every couple minutes, it was like every 3-4 minutes. And then it was like kind of when he remembered.
When we went to leave the party, he almost left with that watch. I'm like, Brosif, take that off. That ain't your watch.
He would be a great alarm clock if you wanted to wake up every minute.
So I guess what I'm saying is Rampage. It's amazing.
All right. Good to know.
I mean, it did make me laugh, and it was... Oh, and the CGI on that George, the ape thing, was really impressive. I was just telling Noah again at the party yesterday, they clearly spent all that money on George, and so the wolf and the alligator look ridiculous.
Like, do they really look that bad, Tim?
I mean, they don't... The wolf especially, like, that looks like they just plopped some CGI in this movie. Whereas there's a couple times where, like, is that a real... Did they train a monkey to do that? And then the alligator thing is just, like, they designed it in such a way as that it just looks ridiculous. Like, it doesn't look like anything.
And the wolf can fly, apparently.
Only in one scene.
Oh, okay.
And really, he's a... A glide. More like, you know, like Spider-Man has those little wings that pop out so he can glide to the ground. That's what the wolf does. Again, in one scene. Where the Rock comments on it, and then it never happens again.
I think my favorite part of the trailer where he's just like, that's a big arm. Like, he says, that's a big arm. You should give up or don't
fight
it. You
stop fighting it.
Yeah. Because that is a big arm.
Yes, it is. And I was thinking about it just before he said that line, because I didn't see that trailer. I'm like, geez, that dude has big arms. It's a big arm. Don't fight it. I'm like, well, yeah. All right. I'm tapped out.
Right. Hold on.
I am still waiting to find out if I'm going to Minnesota on Wednesday. It's currently Sunday.
I mean, you can go to Minnesota on Wednesday if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I wouldn't have anything to do there until, like, somebody tells me what I'm going to be doing in Minnesota.
Is this work-related, or is this personal?
No, work.
Oh, okay.
Minnesota. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Minnesota.
That's pretty awful there, Noah.
Pretty awfully good?
No.
Awfully good ending.
Oh, I've been playing a shitload of Just Cause 3, and I'd been holding off on doing all the downloadable content because I thought, like, okay, so this is all supposed to be after you beat the game, then you buy all the downloadable content, and then you play those separately.
Not the case.
No, I got to a point in the game where I was like, fuck this mission forever. Because it's not just one of those, like, you got to keep this person alive. And the game is fucking full of those. Like, oh, we better defend this guy. Got to go to defend this guy. This is
those
like...
Those are my least favorite missions of any game.
This one was, you got to defend a guy who's not terribly armored against tanks and guys with, like, armored jeeps with chain guns on them. And then there's going to be boats rolling up that have, like, two huge tank cannons on them. And they can survive a single rocket strike, so, like, you better hit them multiple times. And it's just, like, there's a lot of verticality, so there's, like, some huge guns that you can go grab. But they're way up on top of this thing, and if, like, you mess up where you're grappling to, you'll wind up just hanging off the underside of the thing. You're like, no, the gun, literally on the other side, just let me drop. Now I've fallen all the way the fuck back down. Fuck. And this thing is so manic because it's got shit coming from every direction at you. And, like, if you Google the game and, like, hardest mission, like, this is the mission that comes up where everyone's like, fuck this mission, this is where I quit the game. So I stopped doing missions after that because I was stuck, and I went around the whole rest of the game and did like all the other activities and like did a whole bunch of like base liberations and everything. So like I own like all the territory in the game, but I still never did this. And then I was finally like, well, you know, before I give up on this game, I'll go do the downloadable content. And the downloadable content gives you like all of the most amazing weapons in the game. It's like, fuck it. Now you got a mech that shoots like tank cannons. And also you've got a shield on it and it can grab things and then throw them at each other. And also here's a drone that'll just launch missile strikes at you and float above everything in the air. Oh, and here's a gun that summons lightning.
Did that make that other mission a lot easier?
Not only did it make the other mission a lot easier, it made me regret not doing all of these things as early as I possibly could so that I could have all these amazing things while I'm like going around and like liberating bases and like taking over area.
Would it have made the game too easy though?
Maybe, but it's such fun to like just be standing in an area and be like, you get a lightning strike and you get a lightning strike. Everybody gets a lightning strike.
I hear you. Sometimes I'm like in a game and like, you know what? I don't really want to finish this game. I just want all the amazing shit that you get at the end just so I can just run around destroying stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it's an open world game, so it's one of those things where it's like, it doesn't matter. I'll just be flying around, like see a guy in a tank and be like, oh, yeah, that tank's going to get burned with lightning. That was amusing for 30 seconds. Off to go wherever the fuck I was going.
Always, and also the thing, or the guy always protecting me, is always stupid as fuck.
Yes. Oh, and this one, it's one stupid guy with a shotgun. A shotgun. And shotguns in this game aren't like death from across the map. They're like, be standing right in front of somebody and ruin their life. But anywhere further away than right in front of them, and it's like you may as well be blowing kisses at them. And he's already injured when the mission starts, so he's moving slow. So he's moving slow on an open beach with a shotgun, being assaulted from multiple directions, and there's also this, like, MacGuffin, that, you know, some, like, device thing that you've got to protect. That, so people are going both for him and for the device, and they're not next to each other. He's wherever the fuck he's run off to, and then this thing is, like, kind of underneath that big vertical pillar that has the big-ass guns on the top of it. But still, like, sitting out in the open. But, yeah, that mission, so much easier when you're like, okay, here's my missile strike drone, and also I'm running around with a lightning gun. And does the lightning gun have ammo? Nah, because that'd be less fun. It does have a recharge time, but it's also super easy to unlock almost infinite recharge. So I got to the point where I was like, oh, there's a helicopter. Well, if I time this properly, yep, got the helicopter and a lightning strike.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. So, if anyone hears this and you're thinking about playing Just Cause 3, definitely do. Game's a lot of fun. But do all of the DLC as soon as you possibly can. If you're anything like me. If you feel like being overpowering, like, ruins games, then, you know, definitely go and, you know, do like the, oh, I'm going to stealthily creep around this base, and then I'm going to hook this thing to that thing, and then I'm going to reel them together while I go somewhere else to create a distraction. No, no. Yeah, if you're anything like me, just get the lightning gun and fry everything. So much better.
And it's not a realistic shooter.
No. No, it is not. You will get shot so much, and then, like, if you just go walk away from somebody, you'll be like, ah, and there's my health back.
Oh, I always love that.
Yep.
Is it always all the way back, or is it that kind of little bit of, like, I'm not going to die at the moment, but...
No, no, this is all the way back.
Wow. Okay.
Like, the world starts to get red, and then it starts to go black and white, and, like, danger music starts and everything. But if you go away for a little while, and, like, he takes a couple of breaths without getting shot, it's like, you're back to full health. Like, all right, I am back in this. There are some things that get a little bit frustrating where, like, you're trying to... Because, like, if you're falling or tumbling, like, if you hit something and he's falling, like, the camera will spin a little bit. And you're like, no, I want to grapple up to something and recover from this fall. No, I didn't want to launch myself full speed into the side of that mountain. No, okay, I'm just going to grapple, and then I'm going to pop my pair, and I just run right back into the same fucking mountain. Okay, all right, third time. Oh, the world's all white because I've run my face into this mountain three times in a row? Shit. Yeah, so you'll die to stupid stuff occasionally, but the rest of the time you'll be like, I'm going to grapple over here, and then I'm going to grapple over there, and then I'm going to grapple this guy to the ceiling, and then I'm going to grapple that guy to the ceiling. They're shooting at me, but I don't care. I'm not going to shoot back. I'm just going to grapple them to the ceiling and then release them all and let them all fall to their doom. Oh, more guys? More ceiling guys. Yeah, Tim, I think you'd even like this game because there's there's grappling, which is kind of like the Spider-Man thing, but then also you can like pop out a parachute and still use your grappling, so like you're just dragging your parachute around. But then you also have a wingsuit that you can use to get places faster. And if you play the DLCs, your wingsuit gets a jet engine, which is so much better than the normal wingsuit, where you're like, okay, I got to stick close to the ground, and I've got to keep using my grapple, because as I lose velocity on the wingsuit, then shit starts to slow down. But yeah, once you got a jetpack, you're like, oh, I'm going to grapple over there, and I'm going to pop out the parachute so I get some air, and then I'm going to flip over the wingsuit and just jet away from this thing once I'm up high enough that I'm not going to go face first into those trees and die stupidly. Often.
Hmm. Neat.
Yes. I knew you'd like it. Yep.
Run, don't walk to the store to get the thing that you just were describing.
Just Cause 3.
That's
game
the one.
That's probably like 5 years old now.
I'm on it.
Get on it.
I'm not going to get on it.
Fine.
Andy and I are vamping right now because Noah is taking an urgent poop.
Yes. I had an urgent poop earlier today. Noah and I are poop twins.
My shit is okay.
I don't even know what I ate yesterday. Oh, I know what it was. Drew had a karate... I should talk about this a little bit. Drew had a karate tournament yesterday morning, and I didn't want to... Oftentimes at these tournaments, they'll bring food in, but it'll be, like, horribly overpriced. I didn't realize the place that we were going actually, like, had a bunch of legit restaurants just, like, built into it. It's, like, this whole sports complex thing. It's, like, crazy. So we brought a bunch of cereal bars. Well, then it was looking like the thing was starting to get close to wrapping up, and I was like, well, you know, I don't really feel like Subway or some pizza place I've never heard of before, so, you know, why don't I just have another cereal bar? I think that may be why all the poo was flying right out of me, was I had so many cereal bars yesterday morning. I overdid it on the fiber, Tim, that's what I'm saying.
I was like, is there a lot of Brian in them? Brian in them?
Yes, the ones I get, I do the ones that are like, this one has high fiber and high protein, because I'm old. But, yeah, apparently... Apparently I got a weakness. I'm like a Pokemon who's weak to health. But Drew did well. Okay, so Noah's not here to laugh at this, but we'll tell him later. Technically, Drew got first place in his age bracket for sparring. He did so primarily by being the only boy with his belt in his age bracket. Not just his belt, but like there were no other boys with a belt like around his, so like they couldn't even have him like go up to like a higher level belt or whatever. So before they like the instructor and I were both like telling the judge like well, we'll just give it to him, like make him earn it, like make him do something. So we found another boy who's about the same size, couple of belts below him, but like, you know, a little bit bigger than him, so you know, it seemed fair. And the other boy was like, sure, I'll spar. And, you know, parent was okay and everything. So we did actually make Drew fight for it. And he won fair and square. Square-ish, I guess. He has been, like, doing training a bit more than this boy. But, you know, like, it was a fair sparring match. And it wasn't, like, you know, 7-0 or like, anything like
and
that.
And he crushed him!
Yes, he had to work for it. And he did well. Like, he actually acquitted himself well. So, you know, I didn't feel... silly being like, oh, well, you know, here's your participation first place trophy.
He broke the other kid's clavicle.
Yes, no. I must break you. Then the other thing that he was doing was board breaking. And there were two kids that I thought were in the same group as him. I didn't realize they were actually a higher age group. I just thought they were bigger kids than him because he's a little small for his age. And those kids, man, they nailed it. They went right through their boards first try. And I was like, okay, you know, if you break the board on the first try, you automatically place above somebody who's got to take multiple tries. And Drew did have to take, I think, two tries at one of his four breaks. But all the rest of them, it was like he just went right through. And I was very proud because it was clear, you know, it was clear he'd practiced. It was clear he was putting his best effort in. He wasn't being, you know, scared or whatever. And he nailed it. He did a great job. Two other kids, Drew's approximate age, from his school were also up against him in the board breaking. And Drew got first, and they got second and third. And one of the kids is such a whiny little quump. Like, he's... but it's like... I get it. Some of it comes from, like, he's hard on himself, and, like, he thinks he's got to be the best, and, like, his home life has been a bit chaotic, and, like, he's really focused on the martial arts piece to, you know, like, for that feeling of self-worth and accomplishment. You know, because, like, dad's not present in his life, and, you know, like, some other shit has happened. But at the same time, like, his attitude, it's like, if he's not first, he's throwing a hissy fit. And, or, you know, whining, or super down on himself, or, you know, like, it's not like, oh, I'm not first, somebody cheated. Sometimes it's, I'm not first, and I don't want to do this anymore. At other times, it's, I'm not first, and that's unfair. And other times, it's, I'm not first, and, you know, I don't know, I'm just going to sit here and cry. So it's not consistent, but it's consistent. Like, the nature of it isn't always the same, but the outcome is, like, very predictable. And
that's how I play sports.
Kind of annoying. Yeah. And some of it is, you know, it's not a team sport, so it's not like, oh, you know, the team didn't do well. It's you did well or you didn't do well kind of deal. So, you know, like, that's, I get where that puts a lot of additional pressure if you're already having problems with, you know, like, setting realistic expectations for yourself and for how you're going to perform. But it got super, like, really got under my nerves yesterday. And I was glad to see that, you know, the other parents and the teacher were taking him to task. Because he came racing over after Drew got the first place and was, like, you know, yelling at the parent, like, that is never happening again. That'll never happen again. It'll be me or this other kid who's, like, kind of his other partner in crime and also has, like, you know, some emotional and behavioral shit. It'll be me or him, but never Drew. Drew's never winning first place again. I was like, you little son of a bitch. But I was like... Okay, dude, you're 30 years older and much more emotionally mature. You cannot blow up at this kid for being such a shit to your kid. You know, there's, like, let the instructor handle it, let his parents handle it, let Drew handle it, but, like, you can't. But, you know, that like, Papa Bear bit of me was, like, I wanted to grab the kid by the scruff of his neck and be like, listen, you little shit! My kid put his heart and soul into this, and the fact that he did better than you, and every time you were trying to throw a punch, you were scared of a fucking board and pulled it, it's on you. Now take all of that, just put it deep inside, and let the teacher handle it. And he did. Yes, it was good to see, but yeah. I had that moment. I had that moment where my better me did not want to come out.
It's good that you tamped it down.
It is good. Yeah. Like, when that started happening, I turned and just walked away. I was like, okay, Drew's not here to hear this. I'm just not going to be here. Because it's a kid. You know, he's like 10 or 11 or whatever. But, Drew, they were out of first place trophies. And there was supposed to be a thing where it was like, if you had 3 first places, then you got, like, a grand champion plaque. But since Drew had 2 first places and they were out of first place trophies, they're like, well, you know what? We'll just make an exception. Here's your grand champion plaque. So now my son has a grand champion plaque. I'm like, that's sweet. Part of
he's
me feels like
ever.
It feels a little unearned, but the rest of me is like, he's 9. You know, my own hangups of like, no, I got to test myself against the best. Yeah, those don't need to be his hangups. Just let him enjoy the fact that he did well. And he did. You know, he actually paid attention, which is unusual for Drew.
Hope Noah didn't pull an Elvis on that toilet. Good golly.
He could just be having a me poop. You know what it is? Too much mayo on his burgers.
Yeah, that makes the poop slide right out.
Yeah, probably.
Like grease lightning. Go grease dookie, I'm shooting out a quarter mile.
Quarter pound.
Ah, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, totally better.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You didn't pull an Elvis on the toilet. You're
no.
back.
Yep. I told Tim all about, and I mean all about, Drew's karate competition yesterday. But you'll just have to listen
he
to the
did.
Show.
All about it.
Yeah.
He spared no detail.
Good. Okay, I was like, I'm going to try to hold this in until Andy stops talking. It's not going to happen anytime soon.
I was like, I got to keep on talking because Noah's not coming back. We're like, oh, it's like Gift of the Magi. But with words and poo.
All right. Well, shall we wrap it up?
Yep.
Yeah.
So what did we learn today? We learned karate.
Yep.
Do your best.
Do your best. Games. Don't be
they
a little
exist.
Whiny. Yep.
Movies. There are a lot of them.
Yep.
Mayonnaise. Not for everyone.
Nope. Birthdays. Death is coming for you.
We did it.
Moana. Pretty good, even just to listen to. Yeah, that's the stuff.
No one knows how far it goes.
Remember, never trust The Rock to always be in a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, he always will be charming.
Charming as fuck. Yep.
AF, as the kids say.
Yes, charming AF.
Not today, Wolf CGI.
Definitely not. Man, what do I hate this week? So many things. I hate Atlanta traffic. I hate that my back is hurting again. Like, I lost all this weight, and I had a pretty good year last year. And
come on, man. Pick a lane and drive. Because you said Atlanta traffic. That was an unintentional callback to the thing you just said you hated.
It was.
And also just to dig on you, which is always a good day.
Yep. You know what? I know what I hate this week. I hate that it is not socially appropriate for me to punch 10-year-olds in the face.
And?
And Donald Trump.
Thank you. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. How's it it's not socially appropriate for me to punch Donald Trump in the face? If I'm being honest with myself.
Or apparently, socially appropriate to flip him off while his motorcade goes by.
Did somebody get in trouble for that?
It was a while ago, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I heard a story about it and how she lost her job.
Yep.
And I was like, that's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
But didn't she get a bunch of job offers?
Did she?
I think so.
The story I was listening to is more focusing on like the legal kind of thing about losing her job.
Ah.
Meanwhile, I was on a work trip.
My kids are going nuts. I'll be back.
Okay.
Let's just end this.
I was just going to say, I was on a work trip and took a picture of myself flipping off Trump Tower and posted online.
Excellent.
No consequences for me. You know why? White, cis, middle-aged male, baby. I check all the boxes. Cis, het, that's it. Yeah. Everyone. All right, no, I love you.
I love you. I'm going to stop recording.
Me too. Don't let Tim know about our secret, love.